The terrible truth behind piano keys, scales, schools, and uneducated politicians. People are tricked into thinking that music theory is required for making music, and schools deliver music theory as a single, indivisible blob. With modern schools focusing on standardized testing, schools trick kids into thinking that memorization is a kind of learning. But memorization is only about keeping the grade point average high enough for everyone who works at that school to get paid. From the teacher's perspective, they are doing their job so that they can get paid. From the student's perspective, they are trying to get good grades to get into good college and get a good job. But we have to stop and ask, is the school teaching? Are the children learning? Or is everyone just pretending? Children can't tell the schools are bad for them, because they do not know enough about life, and they tend to follow directions. Adults have the same problem with politics. Politicians are just actors that act just enough to get what they personally want. It only takes a few liars to disable a nation, but what we are seeing is that there are only few honest people there. From the perspective of the politician, they serve the people, and it is their job to inspire their trust. From a perspective of a psychologist, that is lying. I wonder where all the psychologists are. With each passing decade, the rise to the spotlight becomes more and more critical. But I diverge. Let us get back to the subject at hand. Most of us will hear of C major or C minor. That is just code for saying that we will start with a sound named C and then focus on a pattern of notes that has been named major. A scale is a palette of 8 colors that the musician has chosen to compose with. In painting, colors are super important. You really want to get the right yellow and orange to paint a sunrise. You have to mix them just right. And just imagine the importance of colors when it comes to painting a portrait. A starting artist may wish for a pre-mixed set of colors for just painting portraits. It sounds as useful as that is. That is what a scale is. No more, no less. A selection of pre-mixed notes so that a person can focus on making melodies. That is the very least we need to take away from music class, in a place that claims to educate. And, heartbreakingly and beautifully, that is all it takes to give us the ability to express ourselves with music. If children are forced to take tests that obscure this gift of self-expression, its simplicity, glory, reward, empowerment, then they are being cheated. If someone was to sit you down at a piano that had a knob that would let you choose from all the scales and highlight the keys of a selected scale, you would immediately find a selection of notes that would match your feelings and begin composing. Listen, this is true. You only get 8 keys. You can only go up and down and at a pace that fits your feeling. There is nothing difficult about this. More than that, you would be playing the soul of your song, with sounds that connect with your feelings and emotions and vision and foresight. And then you would be called to add another layer, a melody to bring light and wisdom to that world. And again, if we continue tolerating uneducated politicians that split their heads in two, one being, I must act to appear amazing, and two being, I must take care of my own business first, the world will not grow. All the world's politicians bifurcating is probably to a considerable degree influenced by the inauthenticity they are forced into in schools. We are scaring the children that if they don't memorize, they will be held back and called stupid. We are preventing children from learning by sending them to memorization and meat processing plants. Humanity will not progress if this continues. The saddest thing of all is that children think they are learning by passing all the tests. They call it learning. They know it as learning. If memorization is ever taken away from them, they will protest that education is being stolen. Some kids do figure out that they can't be creative and must instead perform this ritual of memorization. I think most of them still think of the ritual as learning. When other kids hear of this ritual sacrifice, they see it as madness. In their minds, it sounds like you can't be creative after you get good grades for music class. Children are trying to figure this out, but they can't. They don't have enough experience. To the person who senses that they must sacrifice their unique creativity to get good grades, we must say, if you do that, then our world will die. What makes a person unique and creative must be protected and developed. Destroying that with stress, threats of being held back, creates the surface for liars to thrive in. A liar is, after all, a perfectly uneducated and hollow individual, skilled in getting everything anyway. To the person who says that learning music or science in school gives us the ability to be creative, we have to say no. We have to end this illusion. The illusion of education by means of memorization and mediocrity and cramming and pretending, because again, that only creates a surface for big, fat, white lice to feed on the future of this world. We have to explain to this obviously intelligent individual that school is only holding him back. It will come as a small shock at first, but that is not such a bad thing, because this shock will awaken a healthy skepticism that they are likely to employ in all their decision-making. Kids are protecting a system of education that did nothing for us. The early school absolutely works. It's perfect, and it is a beautiful memory each and every time. Everything up to high school is working out nicely. It is when the subject divisions and tests that force memorizations are introduced that education ends and pretending begins. Children don't pretend because they want to be actors, but because it is impossible to graduate with a good GPA and still learn for real. A teacher would make a fair point here and state that they have to rely on a separate entity to build the curriculum. It does make sense that a teacher should receive help with structuring their lectures and semesters. While they already know much of what they teach, they still need the structure. But, like with that intelligent student that we have to say no to, we must say no to the teachers as well. No one but the student is allowed to structure the material. It must be structured in a way that keeps them going, keeps them interested and passionate about their next steps. The new curriculum should be based on a body of knowledge created by all the world's students, but the path must honor their uniqueness and existing creativity, must match their existing knowledge and pace of learning. Both politics and education can be greatly improved with interactive visualizations and infographics. Just like a student should know where their path will take them, a voter should be able to see and comprehend the results of their vote. No one should vote blindly. Students should not be graded. They are still learning life. And in the new schools, they will be learning the correct things at the correct pace. But politicians do need grades once they begin serving. Furthermore, the voters should base a lot of their decisions on the unique history of the politician's education. A decades-long, open, and ongoing history of curiosities and achievements built by a political candidate in the new school will prevent liars from entering positions that are meant for true leaders of future generations. A musical scale is just a selection of a few colors that the musician pre-selected to paint their feelings with in a song they sat down to compose. A real school would make you a musician in the course of a day. We are meant to learn for real. Knowledge that results in wisdom, and wisdom that, if we choose, will take us to greatness. Let us take no sides when it comes to the future of humanity. We are but temporary keepers of this world, as this world belongs to all the future generations. There is no place for inauthenticity here. Let us say no to make-believe education, and let us say no to uneducated actors in roles of self-serving leadership. Let us honor all the future generations by creating real schools that provide meaningful and personalized education.